button, which is one up on the top.
These two very noisy birds are actually larger than the conures, but they're also out of the parakeet family. This thing is a big one here, the noisy one. We call it Kiwi, and it's a Patagonian conure. And the noisiest one around. That's why people get them for a little while. They make great pets, but they're very noisy, as you hear. Kiwi was given to us. A gentleman was going to college. A young guy was going back to school. They couldn't keep her. We thought it was a boy until she laid eggs this last summer. We've had her about 4 years. So she made a liar out of us. And there's birds to tell section. They do it surgically. You have to kind of go in there and have a vet sex your birds. But this is the largest of the conure family, the Patagonian. She's about 400 grams. Last time I weighed you, huh? These get up to about 240 grams. And this is a Jende conure. You've seen some that are like the Jende and then the Sun conures. Neither one are clipped. We use the Jende conure mango here in a lot of our ed programs. She does fly. And we do fly her, but she ain't busy right now with a little fox. But these are native to Central and South America. And again, for years people have been actually smuggling these birds in. Actually caught somebody, this was last year, going into Florida to actually use the little cores of toilet paper cores and also paper towel cores, and they'll stuff these birds into them.
Oh,
but when you smuggle them in that way, instead of doing it right, they breed extremely well in captivity. So if you're going to get one in captivity, you want to get them out of a store from a reputable breeder because they breed very well. People do smuggle them in, but they come in with different parasites from the wild. But out of the animals that they do smuggle in, the birds and the different paper roll towels and the rolls, only about 10% survive. So a lot of the smuggling and killing of the bird, or loss of birds in the wild, is due to smuggling into the United States and other countries. Sending them out. They're very good to the habitat. They also, these guys, your conures eat anything from fruits, vegetables, also your grains. But they love the different types of apple and fruits and potatoes, right, kid?
Do they ever eat meat?
Do they ever eat meat? They might play with insects in that sense, but not regular meat. They do like some of the omnivore foods. The primate chips, they will eat that, which is an omnivore food. But they are very good birds. The males tend to talk better than females with the conure family. But this guy, Kiwi, did talk, has a few words, not real clear, so we thought that's why we thought he was a boy, since he talked better until she laid eggs. Yeah, you. But again, they make very good pets, but the only problem with them, they're very noisy. So. And they're also a great guard bird. If you live in a house, if anybody starts getting close to it within about 30 or 40 yards, they'll start squawking their heads off and strangers start coming to your house. So they do let you know if anybody is coming to your facility or house. And you can hear them up to a couple hundred yards away. Hello.
They're
out in the country, thank goodness. Our closest neighbors at home are a half a mile away. And we only have two neighbors, and they're one's on 1/2 mile this way, and the other one's about a mile away on the other side. And we don't see our other neighbors.
Why does it keep chewing his foot? Is he nervous?
It's just a matter of grooming. They do that constantly, he does. They'll both do it. They kind of play.
Do they like to play with each other?
No, they're different species. A lot of times they get together and they're both the same sex. They're both females, we think. Well, we know this one's a female. This one, we think, is a female also, Mango. And they tend to fight. He'll start the fights, the bigger one. He gets a little jealous. And he pushes his weight around, since he's twice the weight of this one.
Yeah, but she's got a bigger beak.
Yeah, she does.
Bigger beak. The other has to, too.
No.
So you think if they were flying, Evie would make short work of them, huh?
She could jump
up and grab them.
She tries. Mango's in the house, and Evie will try and get her periodically. But She's pretty sharp, smart lady. The fox or one of the house cats sticks a paw in, and she'll zap over real quick and bite them in the foot real quick. The paw. And they turn to learn to leave her alone.
She had a pretty coloration under her wings.
Yeah, they have very bright orange underneath the wings. So she's I'll leave your wings alone. They're real bright orange, like the color on her chest, the bright orange under the wing. Your sun conures, which are closely related to the Gende conure, are more the orange all over the head, all over the body, pretty much. And we've got to watch our king snake behind. They like birds, too.
Oh, I thought the birds would go after them. It's the other way
around.
They'd
bite them. If you have any questions for more than me.
How long do these birds live, normally?
Your conures can go up to about 30 to 40 years. So they live a long time. Your macaws and your larger parrots in the parrot family, they can get up to 80 years old, 60 to 80 in that range. But you're more than welcome if you want to get a closer look at Evie. You can move on up front here and take a closer look at the fennec fox if you'd like to. And we do have some, if you're interested in tortoises, we have some tortoises up here in front too, if you'd like to look at. It's a leopard tortoise.
Another one of the giants?
Now they only get up to about 18 to 24 inches in diameter. And they get quite large.
You're much nicer than the sun conure I work with.
You know, occasionally you'll be able to see this, I guess, fox.